Welcome back. This is hour number two of the final edition of the Global Freedom Report. I'm your host, Brent Johnson. If you missed the first hour, man, you missed a great hour. And you should pick it up on the archives of the show if you didn't miss it. I also want to welcome our WWCR Worldwide Christian Radio shortwave listeners down to 5.070 megahertz on your shortwave dial. And we appreciate having you with us. There are several ways you can be part of today's show. I hope you will be part of today's show. You can give us a call toll free from anywhere in the U.S. and Canada at 888-747-1968. That number again, 888-747-1968 to go on the air live. If you're located outside of the U.S. and Canada, it is a toll call because that will get you on the air immediately and ahead of anybody else. That number is 001-208-935-0094. And please make sure you let us know if you are calling from outside the U.S. and Canada. You can join us in our live chat room at www.globalfreedomreport.com. You can ask questions, offer your comments on the topics we discuss, or answer our question of the day from there as well. If you're listening online, I hope you'll take a moment or two to vote for the show. If you're ready to vote for the show, thank you. It's a new hour. You can do it all over again. Go to www.talkstreamlive.com. Click on the name of the show, the Global Freedom Report. Click on the name of the network, the Micro FM Broadcast Network. And you have voted. And you can vote two times per hour on your IP address. So thanks if you voted last hour. Let's do it again this hour. Two times. You would, please. Our question for your consideration, will there be a second American Revolution? And if so, when will it happen? How will it start? Will there be a second American Revolution? And if so, when will it happen? And how will it start? From the chat room, Alphonse, I hope so, when the global economy collapses. From Lucas Rose, why wait? We shouldn't sit and wait till one trigger or another. I'm not sure what that means, one trigger or another. But I think we get the sentiment there. Why wait? What do you think? Will there be a second American Revolution? And if so, when will it happen? And how will it start? 888-747-1968. You may remember, I think it was last week, maybe the week before, I reported on a pig cop who wrote a $2,500 ticket to a mother on a public urination complaint against her three-year-old son who went to the bathroom in their own yard. The pig thug cop has been fired. Piedmont, Oklahoma. Piedmont City Manager Jim Crosby said he fired Officer Ken Qualls on Friday following a hearing November 14. Prosecutors at the Canadian County District Attorney's Office declined to pursue the case against the mother. Pig Thug Cop Chief Alex O'Blaine said the ticket was written to the mother for public urination, and the complaint was intended to contribute to the delinquency of a minor. Crosby said Piedmont City Council members received emails about the ticket from as far away as Canada, England, and Australia. Qualls plans to appeal the decision. A hearing will be scheduled before a Piedmont personnel board. Ken Qualls is 45 years old. He has been in Piedmont over a year and has about 18 years' experience as a pig thug cop. Qualls issued a ticket on November 4th to Ashley Warden after he saw her son Dylan drop his pants in the front yard of the family home. Crosby said Qualls didn't see the boy urinating in the yard, but reported seeing a teenager in the Warden family lead the boy to a spot in the yard. O'Blean said the ticket given to the mother did not fit the situation. It could have resulted in a fine of up to $2,500. But it didn't. And the cop has been fired. Good riddance. You know, more of these pig thug cops lose their jobs over this stuff. Fewer of them will do this stuff. It's a deterrent. It really is. This is the final edition of the Global Freedom Report. And inevitably, I have had numerous people say they're sorry to see it go, and you know they apologize, they'd like to know why, all that. So I want to give you some of the reasons why I am taking the show off the air. The principal reason is lack of participation by listeners. Even though this show gets probably more calls than most shows on the network, there are relatively few callers. More than that, people, when I brought the show back in June, it was on condition that listeners get involved. And I gave you various ways to get involved. And as a matter of fact, many of them were paid. We were paying people to be sales associates. We were paying people to be correspondents for the show. You know, we were looking for production assistance, things like that, so people could actually participate in the show. This type of a show, the quality that I insist on, requires an immense amount of behind-the-scenes work. And initially, we had a dozen, maybe even more, correspondents. Man in the Street, Mott Squad, correspondents. We had three sales associates, and we had a production assistant. Every one of the sales associates flaked out, just stopped doing it. Almost every one of the correspondents, except for three, just stopped doing it. Some of them, you know, put in one interview and then just stopped even responding to my calls or my email messages. You know, the bottom line is that people are unwilling to set aside their other concerns and make independence their primary focus. That is the reason. This show, I don't make any money on this show. I'm lucky, I might get a few people who, you know, come to me for consulting services as a result of this show, but I don't make any money on this show. I'm not paid to do this show. To the contrary, I paid people for the work they did on this show out of my pocket. Why? Because I believe independence as a cause is worth it. People are unwilling to make independence their primary focus. And that is why I'm taking the show off the air. Now, as a secondary reason, I've been unable to secure stable internet connectivity. Whether it's due to the breakdown of technology or just my current location, I could not say. However, it causes me immense stress. There have been times I don't even know if I'll have a show just hours before I'm scheduled to broadcast. I don't need that. But the main reason is the general refusal to regard rights as gifts of God, thus the lack of willingness to do whatever it takes to preserve those rights. You get the government that you deserve. You get the radio shows that you deserve. You want radio shows like Alex Jones, who is an alarmist, okay, Rush Limbaugh, who is a Republican apologist. I mean, that's what you want. That's what you get. Because that's what advertisers will pay for people like Rush. That's great. So they'll be on the air. But you don't have people on there who know how to live free from government. You don't have people on the air who are dedicated to liberty, dedicated to freedom above all else. That's what I have been, and that's what I've been doing for almost 19 years. Since I started in 1994 on a small satellite network called the Eagle Radio Network out of New Hampshire. My show brought the quality of shortwave radio up. When I was on shortwave, I was on once a week initially on WWCR on Friday evening. I had people contact me telling me how they wait till Friday and they gather their friends and family around the radio. This is in 1994, 95. Gather their friends around the radio to listen to my one-hour radio show about radio. I went to 5 days a week, 2 hours a day on WWCR for many years. We had 8 million people listening. I had the number one show on the weekend in the Los Angeles commercial radio market. I was on KRLA, Signal Communications. I had, by Arbitron ratings, number one on the weekends in number two commercial market, LA second only to New York. That's commercial ready. I had vice presidents, senior vice presidents at Salem Radio having conniption fits over the things I would say on the air. But I got away with it because I know how to do it and I know how to back it up. I was given a gift, an ability to express complex issues, simplify them for everybody to understand. My original teacher, a Native American woman, I told her if she would teach me about these issues, I would take them out to the world, and I have fulfilled that promise. This show has listeners, has had listeners in South America, Central America, China, other areas of Asia, Africa, obviously North America, New Zealand, Australia. So we really have done it. We've taken the show all over the world. And I've gone as far with the show as I can go without the participation of you folks. So that's the reason I want you to understand. That's the reason why I am editing the show. It's not for lack of popularity. It's not for lack of opportunity. It's for lack of participation. I don't do this show for my own health. I do the show for you folks. And if it's not important enough for you to restructure your priorities, then it's not important enough for me to do it. Now, I will continue to work for freedom, and I'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. I mean, I'm not going to disappear from the airwaves. I'm not going to disappear from my work, you know, helping people live free. And an example of that, Lori had called me last half hour, and she asked me about common law liens, and hopefully she's still listening right now. I'll give you a very brief overview of what a common law lien is. All liens are simply legal devices designed to ensure a claim, to secure a claim against property. A commercial lien is a lien that's placed on property over which somebody else, other than the liener, has possession. A common law lien is a lien placed on property over which the liener has possession. When you put a lien on property, it automatically freezes title in that property. So if you put property into trust and then you put a common law lien on the property, assuming you are still living in the property, you can do that. You have possession. You don't have ownership. You have possession. That's what matters. Put a common law lien. It doesn't require going to court. You just have the lien recorded. Okay. And what it does is it freezes title in the property. And the amount of the lien is determined by three factors. The amount of equity you have in the property. That's what you actually pay for it, not including interest on a loan. The amount that you paid for any improvements to the property. Improvements are those things that bring up the property value, that actually cause the property value to raise. So if you add a garage, or you add a wing, or you dig a hole for a pond, a lake on the property, those increase the value of the property. If you just replace the pipes with modern pipes, that's maintenance. That doesn't count. But the cost of equity, the amount of equity, the cost of improvements, not including any interest on loans. And then the third element is what is called life experience. Under common law, and these are common law liens, under common law, life experience has value. Now, I know of no specific formula, but I use $3,000 a year or $250 a month, which is low enough no one could ever successfully challenge it. And so if you live someplace for 5 years, you live in that property, you add another $15,000 to your lien, plus improvements, plus equity. And that's the amount of your lien. And the lien then gets recorded with the Registrar of Deeds or the County Recorder after the property has been recorded in trust. Once it's in trust, the lien will freeze the title in the trust. And that will also secure that, you know, your trustee can't do anything funny business with it. Even though a trustee couldn't do that anyway, a good trustee wouldn't do that, it may give you peace of mind. But it will also make it that much harder for anybody to challenge the trust's ownership of the property. And so, Lori, I hope that gives you the answer to the question that you were asking. If not, call us back and ask again, and I'll be happy to do what I can to help answer. 888-747-1968. That's the toll-free number, 888-747-1968. If you'd like to go on the air live, you can also join us in our live chat room at www.globalfreedomreport.com. And if you're listening online, I hope you will take a moment or two to vote for the show. This is your last chance to, well, one of your last chances to do it, this in the next hour. Go to www.talkstreamlive.com. Click on the name of the show, The Global Freedom Report. Click on the name of the network, The Micro Effect Broadcast Network. And you're on. And you have voted. And you can vote twice each hour of the show from your IP address. I've been on the air for 19 years, and one person has been by my side for those 19 years, supporting the work that I do and supporting the efforts. And she shares my view on the value of independence and liberty, and that is my producer, Lee Parker. And Lee is the most honorable, trustworthy person I know in the entire world. And she has been a tremendous producer for me, and she had no experience when she got started, and there were times she even doubted herself, but I never doubted her. And she has been magnificent these 19 years and has specifically asked to speak with you, the listener, on this, the final edition of the Global Freedom Report. So when we come back, Lee Parker will take the microphone and speak to you from a woman's point of view on the issue of liberty, truth, justice, independence, and her experiences these 19 years with the Voice of Freedom and the Global Freedom Report. That's next on this, the final edition of the Global Freedom Report. We'll be right back after these words.
If you work in the private sector, you have to voluntarily assess yourself before you are obligated to pay income tax. That's what you did when you signed your employer's W-4 form. You made a contractual request to have a portion of your earnings sent to the IRS. Would you like to learn how to stop the government from reaching into your pockets? Call for information on the Freedom Bound Tax Freedom Program. Call 888-385-FREE. That's 888-385-3733 or on the web at freedomradio.us. The proceeding is not to be construed as legal advice.
Embody Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are you tired of the government intruding in every aspect of your life? Freedom Bound International is a common law private membership organization dedicated to the preservation of personal freedom, privacy rights, and the Declaration of Independence. As a member of Freedom Bound International, you'll have access to products and services that will help show you how to preserve your property and protect your privacy from government intrusion. Call 888-385-FREE, that's 1-888-385-3733, or log on to www.freedomradio.us.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dry guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House Survival Buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House Survival Buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Greetings, my friend. We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives. And remember, my friend, future events such as these will affect you in the future.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Micro Effect.
Words will always retain their power. Words are for the means to meaning, and for those who listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country.
It's the cruelty and injustice, intolerance and depression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and soliciting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were myriad problems conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in panic you turned to now High Chancellor. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
All gates are Sunday bar. Some stood through over red, white, blue, and some had the ball. And if you ever think of me, think of all you.
Hi there, this is Lee Parker with a woman's point of view. A very dear friend of mine many years ago told me that there's no such thing as an ending without a beginning. And that's what we're doing now. We are ending one phase of the Global Freedom Report and entering into a new phase of freedom talk. 19 years ago, I put my life on hold because I refused to live my life as a lie. The lie is, it was then, and it is now, you are free. I came to realize after listening to Brent and reading some books that, no, I wasn't free. It was an illusion. I was property of the state. I even had an identification tag that's called a social security number that made me their property. And I was mad. Oh, I was mad. I still am. Because I was not born to be their slave. And I will not live my life as a lie. So in those early days, I said, I don't care what the outcome is. It doesn't matter to me whether I have security in the path in front of me. All I know is that my father told me that I am to put him first, not the United States government. And so I entered the path of sovereignty and freedom without a job. I went and found one with no social security number, without any benefits. The Lord is my benefit, without any knowledge of what was coming down the path. But I will not live my life as a lie. It's unfortunate that after 19 years, So many people will continue to live that lie. So many people will justify what they do by saying, oh, well, I can't do that on my own. Excuse me. Who made you? Where is your source? What is your source? The United States federal government? I hope not. This show is dedicated to truth, liberty, and justice. And I want you to ask yourself, where in the United States do you find truth? The people themselves say that lying is natural and it's okay. Is that the kind of people with whom you want to associate? The people say they're free, and yet everything they do has a regulation attached to it. Think about it. Is that how you want to live? Do we have justice in the United States today? I hope you say no. Because if you say anything else, then you're lying to yourself. It's called denial, honey. You need to get it. You need to bring your head out of the sand or some other dark place and take a real hard look because, sweetie, the light in the tunnel ain't sunshine. It's a train coming your way. We're leaving this pattern of freedom talk because people don't support the work we do. All we needed was a dozen good folks to fight for freedom, to keep this show on the air. And much like Lot, how many showed up and stayed. It's a sad commentary, my friend. It's a sadness, a heaviness in my heart. It is what it is. And we have to be able to look it in the eye, pick up where we are, and continue to move forward. You will need to move forward. The camps are ready for you. They are waiting to take you. And where will your freedom be when it's all over? I hope you have the moral fortitude to stand against the tyranny. And if you have, then our work has been for good. If you don't, well, what can I say? We have done our best. We have supported you, freedom, truth, liberty, and justice. Now the question is going to be, is what will you do about that? Will you join us and continue the march to restore our country? Or will you just be more of the sheeple, the cattle, and the slaves? I bless God. I ask God to bless you and give you the strength and fortitude to walk in the light of truth in His love, and my love goes with you. This is Lee Parker with the woman's point of view.
And Lee is going to stay with us. She's going to stay here, and she and I are going to get to talk together. And if you'd like to speak with Lee, if you have any comments you'd like to make, now's the time. Give us a call toll-free at 888-747-1968. That number again, 888-747-1968, or in our chat room at www.globalfreedomreport.com. We'll be right back after these words.
Can we talk a little about corporate service? You wait on the phone forever. They don't care. You're just a number. You're rarely taken care of. And it's enough to just... Ugh. Corporate companies could have a great product, but if they don't care about the customer, that's you, what good is the product? Not at Life Change Tea. We have a great product and a caring staff. Don't get me wrong. We want your business. But we care about our customers. Just ask our customers. Our product makes people feel better and helps them obtain great health. So join us by calling 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. When you speak to our operators, you'll know this word to be true. Get your life change tea at getthetea.com.
Are you tired of the government intruding in every aspect of your life? Freedom Bound International is a common law private membership organization dedicated to the preservation of personal freedom, privacy rights, and the Declaration of Independence. As a member of Freedom Bound International, you'll have access to products and services that will help show you how to preserve your property and protect your privacy from government intrusion. Call 888-385-FREE, that's 1-888-385-3733, or log on to www.freedomradio.us.
Prisoner, rise and answer my question.
Oh, crap. Yeah, it's a little dark in here, ain't it, Clink, now that you've busted the light?
Where are you?
I'm right in front of you.
Now, where have you hidden the wax figurine of the Kaiser?
I've got no bloody idea what you did with your wax figurine, and I don't care.
You are the prisoner.
That's right, and as such, I expect some answers out of you. Now, where did you put my stash of freeze-dried food?
We, ate it.
You ate it?
It was quite good.
I'm sure it was. I'll have you know that was freeze-dried food from the freeze-dry guy. That food rehydrates faster, stores longer, is nutritionally superior to, and tastes better than any other long-term storage food available. Now, let me out of here.
If you could get us some more, perhaps we could negotiate.
Yeah, perhaps I'll just confiscate your keys, Klaus, and let myself out the front door.
But wait.
I'm busy.
Get your own supply of delicious long-term storable food by dialing 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hello, I have something I'd like to share with you. LisaKCandles.com is an all-natural soybean candle alternative. Before I found Lisa K Candles, I had lingering soot and allergens in my home. Not today. My Lisa K Candles are clearly a difference to see and breathe. And you know, that's a good peace of mind. LisaKCandles.com is an all-natural soybean candle, handmade from their popular line of fragrances. And guys, these candles make a perfect gift. Order an all-natural soy candle from LisaKCandles.com. I'm glad I did, and I know you will be too. Visit LisaKCandles.com. That's Lisa, the letter K, candles.com. Or call toll-free 1-855-547-2576. That's 1-855-547-2576.
If you work in the private sector, you have to voluntarily assess yourself before you are obligated to pay income tax. That's what you did when you signed your employer's W-4 form. You made a contractual request to have a portion of your earnings sent to the IRS. Would you like to learn how to stop the government from reaching into your pockets? Call for information on the Freedom Bound Tax Freedom Program. Call 888-385-FREE. That's 888-385-3733 or on the web at freedomradio.us. The proceeding is not to be construed as legal advice.
Like to have normal blood pressure.
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Greetings, my friend. We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives. And remember, my friend, future events such as these will affect you in the future.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Micro Effect.
This is Susan Lindauer, the former U.S. intelligence asset who warned about 9/11. When truth becomes treason, you want to be listening to the Global Freedom Report with Brent Johnson.
Freedom Fever.
A man who worked for others without payment is a slave. I do not believe that slavery is noble, not in any form, nor for any purpose whatsoever.
Freedom Fever. Spread it around.
I haven't got a brain. Only strong.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
welcome back to the Global Freedom Report. My name is Brent Johnson, and you are listening to the final edition of the Global Freedom Report, and I hope you'll be a part of it. There are several ways you can join in. You can join us right now in our live chat room at www.globalfreedomreport.com. You can also call toll-free from anywhere in the U.S. and Canada at 888-747-1968. That number again, 888-747-1968, to go on the air live. And if you're located outside of the U.S. and Canada, it is a toll call, but because that will get you on the air ahead of anybody else in post-haste, that means real fast. The number is 001-208-935-0094. And please make sure you let us know if you are calling from outside the U.S. and Canada. If you're listening online, I hope you'll take a moment or two to vote for the show. It's real easy. Go to www.talkstreamlive.com. Click on the name of the show, The Global Freedom Report. Click on the name of the network, the Micro Effect Broadcast Network. And you have voted, and you can vote two times per hour from your IP address. So if you vote the last hour, thank you. Vote again this hour and vote a second time. And then do it again next hour as well. We really appreciate your vote and your support and your participation. Lee Parker has kindly stayed on the line with us here. Lee, how are you?
I am doing very good, Brent. Doing very well.
So, you know, I know a lot of people listened with interest, myself included, to what you had to say. And by the way, I didn't know what she was going to say. That was not.
Neither did I.
There you go. There you go. How do you feel? How do you feel, you know, about you know, this particular ending?
It's a bittersweet feeling, Brent. There's a part of me that is bitter. I must say, towards the American public, because so many of us have worked so hard to awaken the people of America. And for 20 years, I've been watching the noose around the neck of my country getting tighter and tighter and tighter, yelling and screaming, hitting the bell, doing whatever I could to awaken my fellow brothers and sisters for freedom. And it hasn't gotten better, and it's gotten a you-know-what of a bunch worse. And so that is the bitter part of it. The sweet part of it that we'll be doing something more. We will be out there. We will be provided with a new avenue, a new vehicle, because I believe the Father, the Creator, wants us to speak with truth and freedom. I mean, when you think about it, to me, anyway, the biggest gift I was given by my Creator was the gift of choice. And right now, the U.S. federal government wants to restrict and remove my choice from my entire life, from when I'm born to when I die. Well, honey, that's not freedom, and I won't live that way. So I'll keep fighting.
I know you will. I know you will. And you know what Topher said earlier, and everybody who we speak with says the same thing. People would rather have their conveniences and their technology than their liberty, primarily because they have never lived without it. They don't know the value of their freedom. They don't understand what it's like not to have it.
Well, furthermore, they don't know how to provide for themselves. And how many people out there know how to do preserving, canning? How many people know how to operate a sewing machine? You know, when all the earth changes come, when, I mean, we're not even talking the governmental changes. We're talking about earth changes themselves. How will these people survive? They have never had to, they've never been challenged, most of them, one day in their lives. They will be falling off the cliff. Yeah. And unfortunately, that's the reality for the parents who have protected their young ones from any harm or hurt that might come their way.
That's true. No, it's true. And some of them will turn vicious, and there will be lots of violence and savagery, and some of them will commit suicide. You know, you're absolutely right. And it's really unfortunate, because those of us who have seen this coming and seen what's happening, we have known what could be done to stop it.
Yes.
And, you know, we've done our best to try to get people to wake up to stop it. And I'm not going to say that we failed, because I don't think we have. I think it's an ongoing process. And in the end, you know, what is it they say in AA? You got to hit rock bottom before you get anywhere. Maybe that's exactly what has to happen. Everybody has to hit rock bottom before anything will change.
And that's a good point. We are an addicted culture. We are addicted to our egos. And the ego is the one that says, I'm better than you. The ego is the one that says, I have to have this, I have to have that. It is the ego, and it is this ego that the Messiah, Yahshua, warned us against by being 40 days in the desert. Every time the devil came and spoke to him, who did it speak to? It spoke to the ego. Well, ego has gone rampant in our country, and it is right now in control of the people, and that's why I believe they're so lost.
We have a caller, Ken, calling in from Minnesota. Ken, welcome to the show. You're on the air with yours truly and Lee Parker.
Yes, I could hear the frustration in Lee's voice. I understand it, too, because I've been working at my own in my own way for about 16 years. Something I've came to understand is the people who I talk to about this subject, they have a symbiosis relationship. They feed off the government, and the government feeds off them. And neither one's going to give up until there's a rotting carcass, and then the other one may get off of it then. But until then, it's not going to change. And what you're calling ego is actually pride. That's the first thing that happened in the Garden of Eden. They went and made fig leaves to cover themselves. Well, if you don't have shame, you don't have pride. And that's been man's basic, the destruction of man ever since.
One of the deadly sins, seven deadly sins.
Yeah, right. And you make a very, very good point, Ken. And that symbiosis is, the problem is when you truck with the devil, in the end, it's not going to go well for you. Because in the end, the devil will eat you.
Right. But, I mean, there is a way out, but people won't take it because they've been taught so many falsehoods. You know, like they have this pray this prayer thing in these churches. Have you ever seen a baby come out of a woman's womb and kneel down and start praying? It's ridiculous. But people, whenever you try to talk to them, they turn off anything. It don't matter how much fact you have or how much proof you have or anything else. If it doesn't fit into their little box, there's no reaching them.
Well, if people were to see what's going on, they would have to take responsibility for their lives. And I believe that people are terrified of taking that responsibility, because if you know you're responsible for your own happiness and you're not happy, you got no one else to blame. And, you know, today you have people, everybody blamed, oh, it's the government. Well, it's the money. Well, it's the bankers. Well, it's fill in the blank. There's always somebody else who's responsible for your unfulfilled state. And I think that people are unwilling to give up that blaming others and take responsibility for themselves, even though that is the way you empower yourself to create miracles on earth.
Yeah, and I mean, they love the lie.
Yeah.
You know, they love the lie. You know, whenever they complain, they're complaining against whoever's in control of their life. If they'd use their brain for 2 seconds, they'd realize they're complaining against themselves. But most of them won't even do that. They're not even willing to reason with someone who talks common sense, logically, and plain.
Well, Ken, I am praying for earth changes. I am praying for that being the cleansing. And those that will hear will hear. They will get to safe havens where they will be protected by the divine glory of our Lord. And they hopefully will be here to lead to a better tomorrow, his children. And as you well know, there is an absolute organized effort to remove God from the consciousness of the species. That's going on all around us. So those that have ears will hear, those that have eyes will see, and those are the ones we want to impact and bring them to the safety in glory. That's all we can do.
Amen to that. Ken, I appreciate the call very much. Thank you so much for that. Appreciate the sentiment and the thought.
Thanks, Ken.
And by the way, folks, 27 days from now, the soul, the center of the solar system, by the way, that's what solar system means. It's the system, stellar system around the star known as Sol, which is our sun. In 27 days, Sol will align with the center of the Milky Way galaxy for the first time in 60,000 years. This is the prophesied end of the Mayan calendar, end of the universe, end of everything we know. Big changes, nobody knows. I just spoke with a quantum physicist the other day about it, and he doesn't even have any idea what it's going to signify. This guy's brilliant. What it's going to mean. None of us knows. But it's happening in 27 days. So, you know, you might do well to hunker down, be prepared for anything, do a lot of praying, and get right with your conscience and with yourself and with your God.
That needs to be done every day, every minute, Brent. Absolutely. There is no time to waste. Any day, any minute, you could be taken from your body, and you have to be ready.
Absolutely true. Absolutely true. And, folks, I also want to remind you that I have a full consulting company out there. Okay, we can show you how to protect your property from being liened or otherwise attached by the IRS. We can help you set it up so that you can conduct your private business without the constant intrusion of government regulations. We can help you to eliminate oppressive credit card debt completely and do it without adversely affecting your credit report. We can show you how to live free from government control. At Freedom Bound International, we can help make it happen. We've been around for a long time. We have a 100% track record. That's unbelievable. And we've been around longer, more than 18 years, almost 19 years now. Visit our website at www.freedomradio.us. We can even show you how to move your liquid assets, that's your money, out of the U.S., out of U.S. dollars, and do it without setting off any red flags with either the IRS or U.S. government. Give us a call. It's toll-free. Won't cost you anything but a few minutes of your time. 888-385-3733. That number again, 888-385-FREE. Or visit us at www.freedomradio.us. That's Freedom Bound International. We can really and truly help you to live free.
Brent, do I have a minute or a little bit of time that I can comment on this?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. We've got Ron Paul coming up. We've got a few minutes before that has to happen.
Okay. I want to tell the listening audience that I have observed this man with this technology for 19 going on 20 years. Now, this is unsolicited. He doesn't know I'm going to say this. I don't know I'm going to say this. But I can tell you this man is brilliant. And totally in your corner to protect your assets and your freedom, your liberty and property. Well, all those, your life, you have to take care of yourself. But the other aspects of it, 100% in your corner. Oftentimes, the comment is made here in the office, I think we care more about the assets than the people who have the trusts. That we put that much energy, that much effort into being who we say we are and being there for you. And Brent is brilliant, absolute brilliant. He is one step ahead of these guys every single time. He has been making predictions that 6 months, a year later come true. You guys, you'd really do well to give me a call. And besides, you get a chance to talk to me first, and I love talking to you.
Well, thank you, Lee. And yes, that was unsolicited, and that just came right out. But that phone number, if you didn't get it, is 888-385-3733. 888-385-FREE. Now, right here on the show, the phone number is different. It's 888-747-1968. If you want to be part of the show, 888-747-1968. The question, will there be a second American Revolution? And if so, when will it happen and how will it start? And you can also You can also answer that question in our chat room, our live chat room at www.globalfreedomreport.com. Now, it's time for the Patriot Congressman. In today's commentary, Dr. Ron Paul discusses the recent spate of petitions to secede from the Union. He expounds on the historic legal authority and moral justification for seceding from the tyrannical federal government. Imagine what our country would be like with Ron Paul as president.
Did all the recent talk of secession mere sour grapes over the election, or perhaps something deeper? Currently, there are active petitions in support of secession for all 50 states, with Texas taking the lead in number of signatures. Texas has well over the number of signatures needed to generate a response from the administration. And while I wouldn't hold my breath on Texas actually seceding, I believe these petitions raise a lot of worthwhile questions about the nature of our union. Is it treasonous to want to secede from the United States? Many think the question of secession was settled by our Civil War. On the contrary, the principles of self-governance and voluntary association are at the core of our founding. Clearly, Thomas Jefferson believes secession was proper, albeit as a last resort. Writing to William Giles in 1825, he concluded that states, quote, should separate from our companions only when the sole alternatives left are the dissolution of our union with them, or submission to a government without limitation of powers, close quote. Keep in mind that the first and third paragraphs of the Declaration of Independence expressly contemplate the dissolution of a political union when the underlying government becomes tyrannical. Do we have a government without limitation of powers yet? The federal government kept the Union together through violence and force in the Civil War, but did, might, really make right? Secession is deeply an American principle. This country was born through secession. Some felt it was treasonous to secede from England, but those traitors became our country's greatest patriots. There is nothing treasonous or unpatriotic about wanting a federal government that is more responsive to the people it represents. That is what our Revolutionary War was all about, and today our own federal government is vastly overstepping its constitutional bounds with no signs of reform. In fact, the recent election only further entrenched the status quo. If the possibility of secession is completely off the table, there is nothing to stop the federal government from continuing to encroach on our liberties and no recourse for those who are sick and tired of it. Consider the ballot measures that passed in Colorado and Washington State regarding marijuana laws. The people in those states have clearly indicated that they are ready to try something different where drug policy is concerned, yet they will still face a tremendous threat from the federal government. In California, the feds have been arresting peaceful medical marijuana users and raiding industries that state and local governments have sanctioned. This shouldn't happen in a free country. It remains to be seen what will happen in states that are refusing to comply with the deeply unpopular mandates of Obamacare by not setting up health care exchanges. It appears the federal government will not respect those decisions either. In a free country, governments derive their powers from the consent of the governed. When the people have very clearly withdrawn their consent for a law, the discussion should be over. If the feds refuse to accept that and continue to run roughshod over the people, at what point do we acknowledge that that is not freedom anymore? At what point should the people dissolve the political bands which have connected them with an increasingly tyrannical and oppressive federal government? And if people or states are not free to leave the United States as a last resort, can they really think of themselves as free? If a people cannot secede from an oppressive government, they cannot truly be considered free.
Isn't that the truth? Isn't that absolutely the truth? Lee, what do you think about what Ron Paul just had to say about secession? Everybody seems to have an opinion
secession movement. He is so right on, Brent. He is so right on. And this is part of what I was talking about in my woman's point of view. The illusion of freedom. This, if people are not allowed to secede, then the reality takes over that they are not free. If you came into my home and locked all the doors and told me I could not leave my own house, then I am not free. That is called house arrest. That is exactly what you're talking about when the federal government does not allow any of the union states to remove themselves from this tyrannical cabal that is headed by an absolute, well, you know my name for him. Okay? Don't get me started, please.
No, but that you know, I've heard the argument about, you know, secession, and when they say, well, the Civil War said that secession was illegal. No, actually, what many of you may not know, and you can look it up for yourself, is in the original New York and Virginia constitutions, it specifically said that should the federal government ever act in a manner injurious to our citizens, we reserve the right to secede from the Union. So secession was always on the table from the very beginning. It was Abraham Lincoln who broke the law, who was a terrorist, who was a tyrant, and trying to force these people to stay in a Union that they didn't want to stay in.
And look how we have immortalized him, how we have put him, I mean, even look at his statue in Washington, D.C., above the people like some god. And who does Obama, who does he look up to? Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, and don't say we, because it ain't me, Kim Posada.
Hey.
Lee Parker, it's been such a pleasure having you on the show, and it's been an absolute joy working with you these 19 years, and you know we'll continue to work together, of course. Thanks so much for being on the show today, and this is the final edition of the Global Freedom Report.
Thank you, Brent. We'll see you soon.
We'll be right back with more after these words. Stay tuned. Don't go away.
Hello. I have something I'd like to share with you. LisaKCandles.com is an all-natural soybean candle alternative. Before I found Lisa K. Candles, I had lingering soot and allergens in my home. Not today. My Lisa K. Candles are clearly a difference to see and breathe. And you know, that's a good peace of mind. LisaKCandles.com is an all-natural soybean candle, handmade from their popular line of fragrances. And guys, these candles make a perfect gift. Order an all-natural soy candle from LisaKCandles.com. I'm glad I did, and I know you will be too. Visit LisaKCandles.com. That's Lisa, the letter K, candles.com. Or call toll-free 1-855-547-2576. That's 1-855-547-2576.
Brent Johnson's nationally acclaimed Freedom Seminar on how to live free from government regulation is now available for home or office use on VHS or DVD. This 8-hour seminar includes detailed information on how to opt out of income, Social Security, even property taxes. Protect your property from attachments, liens, or levies by the IRS or government agencies. This incredible seminar is now on sale for only $129.95 in VHS or DVD for only $169.95. That's a $50 savings. Save even more if you also order Brent's smash hit book, The American Sovereign. Get both for an amazingly low $189.95. That's an additional $40 savings, and priority mail shipping is included. Order your set today. Call 1-888-385-FREE. That's 888-385-FREE or online at www.freedomradio.us. This offer is for a limited time only, so don't wait. Call 888-385-FREE or online at freedomradio.us.
The time is now. As the walls are closing in on America, Republic Magazine is a beacon of light guiding those that fight for freedom and the restoration of America. Republic Magazine is the ultimate activist tool. Republic Magazine digs in deep to expose the lies and offers real solutions from the experts. No other publication in America offers the real news like Republic Magazine. Get copies to give to friends, family, and neighbors, or simply order a subscription for yourself at republicmagazine.tv. Get informed and stay informed with Republic Magazine, the ultimate resource for your fight against the New World Order. Claim your free digital copy now or order a print subscription online at www.republicmagazine.tv. That's republicmagazine.tv. Or call them toll-free at 800-873-1620. That's 1-800-873-1620.
Greetings, my friend. We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives. And remember, my friend, future events such as these will affect you in the future.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Micro Effect.